What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And we're still talking with Laura in Colorado. And Laura, you had something else you wanted to share with us.
I do. And that was two small points. One, you know, you're married to Claire, and I'm married to my husband. We don't agree on everything, and we live in the same domicile. So even though we may not totally agree with a talk show host, maybe their beliefs or their religious beliefs or whatever in the alternative media, we need to stop picking and poking at people over petty, what I consider to be petty things. We have an opportunity right now as alternative media hosts to come together and smack down the mainstream media. We have a huge opportunity. So I want to see total unity in that way. And Mike, that's just about all I've got to say on the deal. I wanted to tell you one more thing. I bought this LED scrolling sign for the back of my car.
Yes.
And it was like $35 on eBay, okay? And it's pretty good size. And it plugs into the cigarette lighter. It's better than any bumper stickers you could ever have because you're driving through the town, you're sitting at a stoplight, this thing is scrolling information. Let me tell you what I did. I've got numerous alternative media websites on that LED scrolling. I've got whatreallyhappened.com. I've got several others, you know, Republic Broadcasting Network, several other shows that I listen to on a regular basis. And it forces the people in behind me in traffic to read that. I had, Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have two things. First of all, I would love a photo of that showing whatreallyhappened.com. The other caution, though, is I hope it's not too tall because you could get ticketed for obstructing that rear view window. So
Actually pretty short. It's actually about 2 inches up from the base. So
that's
two-inch
good
area right there along the base of the rear view window, and it's got the little sticky things. Honestly, I bought this thing for $35 on eBay. It holds 16 different messages. Each message can hold up to 250 characters, and so you can run them like a banner, one right after the other, or you can just pick particular ones. It comes with a little remote, and you can, use the remote to put your messages together, and then you can use the remote to turn it on and off or select certain messages in the memory that you want to play in a certain sequence. So it's like my new toy. It's like my present to myself. And I go along in traffic in Colorado Springs, and all of the people in traffic, their eyes are kind of go to it because it's moving,
Yes.
And I'm sitting at a stoplight, and they're seeing all these things. And it is what I could do as an individual person to promote all of the talk show hosts that I believe are putting out really super good news. And I don't mean good news as in good news. I mean accurate news, putting out very accurate information, very accurate news and that kind of thing so that we can get people away from mainstream media and get them curious and get them to going to the websites that they need to go to get the news that they need to get.
Well, thank you very much for doing that and for including my website and my network in that sign. I would like to ask you to call them the corporate media because they're not the mainstream anymore. The majority of Americans, the independent media has captured the majority of the audience. That's why they're in a total panic over there. So they're the corporate media.
And that is so true.
Yeah, and we're the independent media. I don't use the word mainstream anymore because of the possibility of confusion, but that's where it is. As far as you and your husband and Claire and I don't think you could find two more different people than Claire and I were when we met, but that's a big part, I think, of why our marriage has been so wonderful, because we have so many different views, and we talk all the time, and we don't have arguments or anything like that, but I think sometimes compatibility is a little oversold because if you're exactly like your life mate, you're going to get bored after a while because you agree on everything, you think the same thing.
Right.
And for Claire and I mean, even 22 years on, actually 25, it's been 25 since we met, we do have very lively discussions about all kinds of things. And one of the reasons I do have her on the show is because she's looking at the same headlines and stories I am. But she has a very different perspective on them that I think our audience enjoys hearing that different point of view. Again, it's all about diversity of opinion.
You are so correct. And, you know, my husband and I agree on a lot of things, but we don't 100% agree on everything. And we also have very lively discussions, as I'm sure that most successful marriages have. You know, one is an A and one is a Z. That's what they used to say. And the thing is that both of us are actually part A and part Z. We're just, you know, some of it is the same and some of it is different. And we all get along really good because of that. I asked my husband if he wanted to come on my show, and he just smiled and shook his head. No, you know, because he's just a very different person than that. He's not like I am. So, but that's great, you know, because it makes for a very good existence. But Mike, I wanted to just say thank you so much for what you do. I actually was invited about 7 years ago onto a Blog Talk Radio. There we go.
Ah, yes,
and I did a show for about 6 months on there, and then another network asked me to join them, and I did. So I've been doing a show. I've been on three different networks, and I've been doing a show and just really enjoy doing it. It is a 100% volunteer effort on my part. I tell that to everybody. I don't have a website and I don't have products. I just, you know, am doing this because I believe that this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I'm supposed to do with my life. And
yeah,
so
I agree with you on that one. And it's like I keep saying, the corporate media wants to blame independent media for their financial downturn and the loss of trust. But they did it to themselves. If the corporate media had been doing the job they promised us they were doing, watchdog on government abuse, we wouldn't be here in the independent media. None of us are getting rich doing what we're doing. We're subject to harassment and abuse and all of this very negative stuff, like the Washington Post smear. But it's necessary to have a fully informed public. Anyway, listen, Laura, thank you very much for the phone call. And I take back all the bad things I said about your cat.
No, I've got several cats. It's all good. But thank you so much, Mike, for giving me a voice on your program for just a little bit to call out for unity and say we have got to start getting together, those of us in alternative media, and promote
independent
each other
media.
And do this kind
independent
of thing.
Media. Independent media. Independent. Alternative has a negative connotation. All right, Laura, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And before I get back into the news here, a little bit of an announcement here. A lot of people have been very concerned about the podcast page at Republic Broadcasting has been having difficulties for the last few days. And what I've been told is that demand for the podcasts of all of the RBN shows has gone up to the point where the server has been overloaded. And they're buying a new server, and they're in the process of moving over there to this much more powerful server, which will be handing out podcasts for all of the Republic Broadcasting shows. Meanwhile, until it comes online, there's a link permanently stuck at the top of the content section on the main page of an alternative podcast storage site that you can go to, and that is wrh.crucialnonsense.com, and it also has copies of all my RBN shows and so forth. Also, you can catch replays on the Listen Live line, which is area code 605-562-5111. And I think you have to type in a 9 to get my show. Okay. All right, there we are. So let's move on forward here to more of the news. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So as Laura was telling us, it's very cold in Colorado. Actually, it's cold all over the country right now. The old Farmer's Almanac had it absolutely correct. Winter arrived late, but it's arriving very, very hard. Snow has fallen across Metro Vancouver for the first time in 1,000 days. I'm going to have to give Jim Goddard grief about that because he's always talking about how wonderful the Vancouver weather is and they're not suffering from all of this cold that's coming on down from the Arctic. Well, we got you on that one there, Jim. And the original forecast was for 5 centimeters. It turned into 15. And just a heavy, heavy snow coming on in. The Arctic chill arrives in Colorado, bringing frigid temperatures and snow. Denver got supposedly 4 inches of snow today. And the first snowfall to hit Illinois was a record-breaking event. All-time records for snowfall for this date set all over there. Up in North Dakota, and we saw it on that video when we were talking about the North Dakota, the Dakota Access Pipeline protests and the update about how the construction was still going on. And you could see it was just an intense blizzard there. And it has shut down nearly 300 miles of I-94. And they're saying even more brutal cold is going to follow. And this makes the Ace Hardware story that much more alarming. Now, Ace Hardware is now saying it didn't happen, but there was initially a report that the police had asked Ace Hardware to stop selling the protesters any kind of portable heating equipment, which in this kind of cold amounts to a death sentence. But Ace is now denying that and saying, yes, we're doing that. Over in the Daily Mail, they're saying they're predicting temperatures are going to be 35 degrees below the average for this year. 35 degrees. And they're saying it's another cold Arctic blast. They're calling it the polar vortex. Like that's something new and explains why, even though they're still screaming about global warming, we're getting all this cold weather. Let's see. Major cold will be hitting high plains in Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, Texas, Wyoming. And they're saying it'll be as much as 35 degrees colder than average for this time of year, according to the National Weather Service. Now, this, of course, is going to lead to another question being asked by John Rappaport. Is the global warming hustle finally falling apart? And he starts out with a very interesting statistic. When Al Gore ended the Florida 2000 debacle, he was pretty much flat broke. He'd poured everything he had into his race for the presidency, along with all of his donors' money and everything like this. Since he got onto this global warming thing, he has built a fortune of $98 million. Pushing this human-caused global warming scam, $98 million. And that's just a small part of the payoff for global warming, because all of these agencies and institutions and scientists were getting all this funding, millions and millions of dollars, to prove humans are warming the planet so we can sell them carbon credits and impose carbon taxes. And little reminder about Al Gore, back when he was starting all this nonsense, a lot of people pointed out how hypocritical it was for him to be talking about taxing carbon and how bad carbon dioxide was when a great amount of his wealth was invested in Occidental Petroleum. So it was always about the money and about the scam. And Al Gore, of course, has moved from Tennessee to California. He's got a beachfront home, so much for the sea levels are rising. Now, as you know, pharmacology is a big business. Vaccines are $30 billion a year. Prescription antidepressants right now, one out of every four Americans are on those things. And a lot of them have very, very negative side effects. And we're being pushed all these medications that are created synthetically in the laboratory because they can be patented and market exclusivity given to the sales, to the seller, to maximize their profits. It's like that guy who bought up this medication and jacked up the price 1,200%. It's all about the profit. And in the rush to get these patentable products, a lot of things in nature are basically being ignored. And we're seeing a story that came out of the internetpost.com where more and more scientists are starting to go back and look at things in nature that have long had a reputation of being safe and efficacious. And starting back in 2015, there was a growing trend of using psychedelics to treat mental illness, in particular psilocybin, which is the active ingredient in magic mushrooms. And the research has actually reached the clinical trial stage, where psilocybin is actually proving to deal with chronic anxiety and depression more effectively than the prescription antidepressants. And they've been researching this stuff going all the way back to the 1940s because of the war on drugs. No, we're not going to look at magic mushrooms healing ability. We're not going to look at marijuana's healing abilities. You will buy your patented, very expensive stuff from the corporations. You're not allowed a choice. But apparently they're looking at one of the applications for psilocybin is what's politely termed end-of-life stress. When you are in a hospice and you know you're not going to leave that room ever again, that can be very emotionally upsetting, and the psilocybin can actually help you deal with that. Now, one of the listeners some months ago sent me a gift, and it was a paperback reprint of a natural herbal healing book from the turn of the last century. And it was one of those serendipitous things because I'd had an original copy of the original printing, but I donated it to a museum along with a bunch of other old books. And I had regretted that ever since as the scale of medical mischief began to grow. I wanted to go back and research that. Now I've got a copy of the book and I turn to it quite a bit. The issue with the patented medicines is something I call coevolution. When you are using medical herbs from nature, you are dealing with biochemistry that has co-evolved with life on Earth for billions and billions of years. You're not going to get any ugly surprises. These new patented molecules have never existed in nature before, and your body doesn't always know how to handle them. And it is from this that most of the nasty side effects of these chemicals and medications come from. And this also, outside of pharmacology, is a big problem with GMO food, because those altered genes will result in malformed proteins. Now, when you have GMO whatever and you cook it, the actual modified DNA is destroyed and you don't have to worry about it. The worry is protein expression, that these altered genes are creating proteins that are sort of kind of like what's in the natural food, and your body takes them in and tries to fit them into the receptors where those proteins would go, but there's a molecule or two out of place. And that's where these problems start coming on in, and you start reacting negatively. We don't know as much about either human biochemistry or psychology, as we think we do. Every age, the scientists are convinced they know 90% of what there is to know, only to be embarrassed in the next decade. And especially when we're dealing with life, especially when we're tinkering with the very code of life, caution is warranted. Unfortunately, under the press of the drive for corporate profits, we're seeing these technologies being very recklessly developed and very recklessly deployed before they're really fully understood. I keep going back to the Morgellons disease outbreak of about a decade ago, which came and went, and the official story, oh, it's all in their heads. It's all in their heads. But these filaments that were growing out of people had plant DNA in them. And these Morgellons disease cases emerged in areas where early GMO crops were being test grown. And I'm wondering if Morgellons was actually the first GMO accident, and it was hushed up. But we do need to be careful. Now, I'm very pro-science, and I think these technologies can be made to work. But you can't have those who profit from these technologies in charge of the science decisions, because they'll always shortcut. We saw that at Fukushima. We saw that at San Onofre. We saw that at Deepwater Horizon. We're seeing it with GMO. We're seeing it with pharmaceuticals. One of the functions of our government is to keep an eye on these emerging technologies so they do not harm the general population. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Let's go back and pick up a few headlines that are coming on out. We were talking before about Julian Assange and how the SMS logs of the cell phone of the woman that supposedly charged him with sexual assault have been released and indicate the sex was consensual, and the police basically framed him. Now, Assange has released a transcript of his full testimony to the Swedish prosecutors, reiterating his innocence. And he spent 4 years inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London trying to avoid arrest for a crime which it now appears that he never committed. But when you are speaking truth to power, this is how power likes to respond. You're a sex criminal. You're a child molester. You're this, you're that. You're a Russian spy. You're all the rest. The name calling just keeps piling on. And there's nothing new with that. If you go back and you read my COINTELPRO page, you will hear about how actress Jean Seberg, back in the 1960s, was an advocate for civil rights at a time when the White House wanted to keep racial divide going in this country to prevent the American people from uniting together in opposition to the war in Vietnam. And they destroyed her career. They used Joyce Haber, the gossip columnist for the Los Angeles Times, to plant fake news that Jean Seberg was pregnant out of wedlock with one of the Black Panthers. and it destroyed her career, eventually drove her to suicide. That's where the fake news comes from. We have copies of the actual FBI memos planning this whole thing up. This is how they like to play. And the same thing when my career in Hollywood was destroyed. Ron Paul is right. The fake news comes from the government. And that's why they're in such a bind now trying to claim that the independent media are the fake news. We're seeing a replay of the circumstances that preceded the collapse of the Soviet Union. When the Soviet citizens, using a network of fax machines, started educating themselves to what was really going on in their country. And the government lost the trust and faith of the Soviet citizens. People stopped reading Pravda and Izvestia. And the whole thing started collapsing. We're in that same mode right now. Now, let's see. Apparently, Trump has nominated Oklahoma's Attorney General Scott Pruitt as new head of the Environmental Protection Agency. And apparently over in Germany, members of Angela Merkel's own Christian Democrat Union Party are demanding her resignation over her Muslim immigration policies. Apparently Merkel coming on out and saying that she was going to ban the wearing of the burqa and that was going to solve all the problems because the German people wouldn't see that there was a Muslim problem. That seems to have been the last straw. Merkel was planning on running for a new term of office next year. Now her own party has turned on her. Apparently the House is likely to vote on impeachment for the Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, John Koskinen, over the evasions regarding the handling of nonprofits, tax status for conservative groups like the Tea Party. Russians are beginning mine-clearing operations in the areas of eastern Aleppo. And apparently they've arrested two kids for allegedly starting the Gatlinburg wildfires. So the claim that this was an attack by ISIS is just more nonsense. Anyway, now then, interesting little story. I'm going to tease it in because we're coming up on a commercial break. Story coming out of space.com announcing that the universe has 10 times more galaxies than scientists previously thought. Huzzah, 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 huzzah. And basically they're saying there's a new census of galaxies in the observable universe, and there are 10 times more galaxies than were previously thought to exist. Now the giveaway word here is observable. And this, of course, ties into that nonsense about the Big Bang, the divine moment of creation that they're still struggling to find some way to reconcile with the general theory of relativity. So we're going to take a break here. Come on back, talk about more science. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away, and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0500.
800-981-0911.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about this story where astronomers have announced the universe has 10 times more galaxies than they previously thought. And it's kind of interesting. They'll sit there with their telescopes, and I'm all in favor of building larger telescopes. I'm rather sorry that Hawaii is no longer going to be the site of the new world's largest telescope. The local protesters succeeded in getting the project sent over to the Canary Islands. And but all of these comments about size of the universe and how big it is and everything are all predicated on this assumption, an act of faith, if you will, that Earth happens to sit at the very center of that bubble of expanding galaxies coming out of the Big Bang. And that, of course, is absolutely ridiculous. There's no basis for that. If the universe does have finite limits and it is a sphere, we could be very close to the edge. We could be, say, 30 billion light years in from the edge of a universe that's hundreds of billions of light years across, and we're only going to see out to the limits of our telescope. And the fact that we can't actually see the edge of the universe is why we don't really know anything about its age. And every time they find a new object that's further out, they'll revise the age of the universe. Oh, we found a galaxy that's 20 billion light years away, therefore the Big Bang happened 20 billion years ago. Well, that doesn't work out either because of the speed of light. If you're looking at a galaxy that's out there in the universe 20 billion light years distant, you're not seeing it as it is today. You're seeing it as it was 20 billion years ago, 20 billion light years away from the Earth. The math just doesn't work on out. So they're just guessing, and unfortunately, we're seeing a repeat of the Earth-centered universe as religious doctrine, and everybody is out there trying to reconcile all the fact that the observed reality doesn't match the theory. The observed redshift in the universe is quantized. The Big Bang theory can't account for that. There are certainly many other explanations for why more distant objects would have a greater redshift, such as Raleigh scattering. But nobody has the courage to stand up and say that prime assumption of a Big Bang creating the universe may be flawed. And look how much money they're putting into it. Like that Large Hadron Collider at CERN. And if you really think about it, it is just like Stonehenge, cathedrals, the pyramids. It is the most fantastic construction that can be built with the technology available of the day to communicate with the gods. It's actually a religious shrine. And they're coming out with ever more obviously biased theories. Oh, the speed of light was truly infinite at the moment of the creation of the universe. That's why it just sort of popped into being as it is. They don't want to let go of that divine miracle that they all want to believe in, because then they would have to question about whether or not there are actually going to be any kind of an existence after they die. There isn't. Get used to it. Let's take a phone call. Tim in Wyoming, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, I'm glad you're talking about you hit all these different subjects, science today and all that. But I wanted to mention the reason I called. It's there are people that are using marijuana, as I know you're an advocate for it, and I agree with it, using it for PTSD, for, you know, reduction of stress. But, I mean, they've used that. There are different people that have said that it's the best thing that they've ever found. I mean, Willie Nelson says, the biggest killer on the planet is stress, and I still think the best medicine is and always has been cannabis. Willie Nelson. But I know I have a whole bunch of quotes here on marijuana, but anyway, he's just one person who says that stress is, greatly reduced by using natural plants.
Yes.
And psilocybin is one of those. I mean, I'm not saying it's something you should use and drive or whatever, because first off, if you can even find the gas pedal afterwards, you're not going to be coherent to drive. So,
well, now it depends on how much you do. It depends on how much you do, because they actually did a study out on a test track, not real traffic, and they found out that people that had used a little marijuana were actually more focused on their driving and were actually driving more safely. Okay, obviously, if you've smoked enough marijuana to where you can't remember where you put the marijuana law petitions for your legalization effort, then you've obviously had too much. This automatic demonization, and again, the demonization of marijuana was mostly about protecting the profits of the alcohol distillers and the tobacco companies, because they don't want you to be able to grow anything on your own property and use it that they can't make a profit on. And we're already hearing where marijuana, as it becomes more accepted as a medicinal treatment, is now being patented. So they're going to set this up so that the pharmaceutical companies are going to take something you can grow in your backyard, put it in a capsule, and sell it back to you at a hideous markup. And you'd be surprised how many prescription medications that you pay $60, $80, $100 per bottle for are just ground-up stuff that you could be growing in your own backyard.
Well, like you say, $60, $80, or $100 a bottle, I mean, you're talking wholesale prices, maybe, because it could be $2,000 or $3,000 for whatever that bottle is. And
well, I'm very fortunate. I have escaped the prescription medication treadmill. I don't actually have any of the little bottles in my medicine cabinet right now. I stick with my alkaline water and my nano silver, and so far I'm doing okay. And of course, I avoid a lot of food additives that cause so many medical problems.
Right. You were mentioning actually a couple of days ago about carrageenan. And
yes.
I thought, well, that's Irish moss. If you see Irish moss also in an ingredient list for whatever product it happens to be. In fact, it's in a lot of chocolate milk. It's actually one of the ingredients that's used in chocolate. If you, you know, I don't drink milk very much, but if you drink cow juice, as I say, if you drink cow milk, in chocolate infused cow milk, you find carrageenan in there quite often, or it says Irish moss. But there's another one too.
Well, before you move on here, because I actually posted an article to What Really Happens main page about carrageenan, and you have to wonder, you know, what are they thinking? Because there's no nutritional value in this stuff at all. And it is a known cause of gastrointestinal inflammation. That's what twigged it on. That's what twigged me onto what was going on, because I was having some issues, and right. I began to suspect it was the carrageenan in this heavy whipping cream that I put in my coffee. And so I switched to half and half without carrageenan. The problem went away, and I started doing some research. This stuff has been linked to cancer, diabetes, ulcerative colitis. And they put it in the food, and you buy it and eat it, and you get these conditions, and you go to the doctor, and what does the doctor say? Stop ingesting carrageenan? No, here's a pill. Here's a lotion. Here's a suppository. Here's a whatever. And,
right.
it is a racket.
Right, right. And they say not just take these pharmaceutical products, but also come back for, follow-up checkups and whatnot. And so they're basically raking it. They're vacuuming their money out of your pocket by your consent.
Well, I'm working on an article right now and pointing out that, as you're already aware, the United States has the most expensive medical care in the world by a huge margin. And yet it's very poor in quality. The overall health of Americans is very poor. And in this article, I point out how the amount of the gross domestic product that's being absorbed by the medical industrial complex is hideously out of proportion with other aspects of our lives. And it really is out of control. Obamacare just made it worse. Everybody's in there because it's this huge racket. And I remember there's this wonderful movie called The Constant Gardener. Ralph Fiennes was in it, and it's based loosely on a true story about the murder of a political activist in Africa. And one of the characters that is in the movie is this doctor who's given up working in hospitals, and he's out there as a volunteer in the field trying to treat these people in Africa. And he basically comes out and says, the big pharmaceutical manufacturers, they're right up there with the weapons dealers in terms of the morality. And he's absolutely right.
Right, right. And actually, as you're mentioning that, basically it sounds like he was operating as one of the Doctors Without Borders, the same people that are...
I think that was the model, yeah. I think
right,
that was
I was just going to say, our favorite organization, the U.S. federal government, likes to bomb the hospitals where those doctors work, and knowing full well that that's what they are and who they are.
Yeah, it really is. Before I made the decision to just quit film and TV work entirely and focus on the radio show and the website, I worked half a season on a show called Off the Map, and unfortunately it was canceled after the first season, and it was a shame because I was in love with the concept of the show, and it was about a group of young doctors who just got fed up with corporatized medicine. And they quit their jobs in the big city hospitals, and they all became volunteers to come out and set up this clinic in a third world country where they didn't have to worry about paperwork and insurance and Obamacare and regulatory whatever. They could just focus full time on what it was they wanted to do, which was heal sick people. And that purity of purpose, I can understand a lot of people probably go into various careers thinking that's what they're going to be working on. I'm going to be healing the sick, and I'm going to be doing whatever. And then over time, they get lured away. Because of Obamacare, doctors now spend more time filling out paperwork than they do seeing actual patients.
That's true. That's true. Now, when you're talking about the medical bureaucracy, basically, the or pharma pharmaceutical bureaucracy as well, and government as well. But when you're talking about that, I've worked in several different. I worked at two different mental hospitals, and I worked at a standard care hospital. But when I was there, I would see how the doctors changed, because I worked at a hospital that was a residency hospital, not the mental hospital, obviously. Well, they had residents, but needless to say, the regular hospital actually had doctors that came in with the ideals of the Hippocratic Oath, and they believed it. And there were paintings on the walls. This is a pretty old hospital in California, but there were paintings on the walls that were of Albert Schweitzer and various other doctors. And there was one big poster that had the Hippocratic Oath on it. And I thought, how many doctors actually pay attention to that after a couple of years of medical school and after being beset by the regulations and the government?
Well, it's even worse today, because the pharmaceutical corporations have started to exert tremendous influence over the medical schools, and that's why doctors are not trained to deal with nutrition. They're not trained to look for causes of ailments that are in the environment, like products and so forth. All they're taught is, if the person has this, you prescribe that. If the person has this, you prescribe this other stuff. And that's it. They're being turned into very expensive, costly sales representatives for the big pharmaceutical companies. Some of them get fed up and quit. There's been a big problem lately between Obamacare and the corruption of the medical process itself. A lot of doctors have quit being doctors.
That's true. That's true. What, like you're saying about the basically the whoring out of the doctor, not necessarily that in that sense, but the buying off of the medical. You know, the gifted medical professionals, or those that go in with the ideals and want to continue in that idealistic vein, they might as well wear billboards, wear sandwich boards, and say, "I work for this pharmaceutical company." And mm-hmm. if you walked into your doctor's office and saw nothing but bumper stickers or whatever, a billboard on the outside says, "I work for such and such, and you should come to me because I could do this and that and the other." And well, how many people? I mean, if doctors, honest doctors, if they were forthright about their purpose for doing what they do,
I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're running out of time, and I got another phone call I need to get to. A big problem is that the big pharmaceutical corporations will give gifts to doctors to push their products, whether attaché cases or medical equipment or free trips to the medical conventions. I think what we ought to do is, on those doctors' white coats, is we ought to have the patches of the companies that are giving them stuff to push their products, so sort of like the NASCAR thing on there. Anyway, listen, Tim. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're running out of time here, and I do want to take one more phone call from Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Oh, you know what? I was wondering, I just ask you, and if you could get into as much detail as you can about the flat earther, with their evidence or not evidence, or what you think about that whole theory of...
Well, you obviously were not listening to the first hour of our show, because I did cover it. It's another piece of poison the well junk that's being planted on the internet, by these public relations firms, operatives, whatever you want to do, so that the corporate media can point at the independent media and say, these people think the earth is flat. You know, these people think there wasn't a plane at the Pentagon, and they're kooks and nuts and whatnot. And, I mean, it's ridiculous. And as I mentioned in the first hour, I had somebody post on one of my my YouTube channel saying that if you throw out that whole Foucault pendulum, there's no empirical evidence that the earth is moving. Well, the fact that the Foucault pendulum does show the earth is moving, there's your empirical evidence. And they're not interested in the science. They're interested in tarnishing the internet. And even the National Geographic, in their article last year about why people don't just trust science as it's relayed to them through the corporate media, use the flat earth thing, saying, oh, those people on the internet, they all believe this stuff. No, we don't. It's being planted on us. We don't think the earth is flat. We don't think the Apollo moon landings were fake. That's all junk being put on the independent media, so the corporate media has an easy handle to try and discredit us, because they don't have anything else. The truth is not on their side, and that's the uphill battle that they're fighting. Anyway, Eddie, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. All right, bye-bye. Speaking of lunar eclipses, and specifically the moon, Russia has announced they are planning a permanent lunar base by 2031. It will hold a 12-person staff, and they're already designing and building this huge, heavy-lift cargo carrier rocket, which will basically be the bus, the truck, whatever you want to call it, going between the Earth and the moon. And once they're up there, they're probably going to start discovering there's all kinds of commercially exploitable stuff lying around up there. Rare earth elements. That's becoming a major shortage, those rare earth minerals that are crucial to high tech. And that's why all of a sudden we're starting to hear about shortages of RAM and CPUs. They're running out of the raw materials to build them. Got to take a break. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment of our program today. And I'm looking at an email that came in from a listener. And paraphrasing loosely, they're relating a story where they were doing some work renovating a house, and in the process of tearing up the linoleum and everything, they came across a copy of that Time magazine with Adolf Hitler's picture on the cover. And the stories inside were very glowing and approving of what Hitler had done to Germany's economy. And this apparently was before the word went out from the private central bankers, we're going to have to destroy this guy, at which point the demonization began. If you have not read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, that is your homework for tonight. Please read it. Take notes. There'll be a pop quiz in class tomorrow. Now then, getting on back to the news here. We're beginning to see this tightening of mortgage standards. Now, that's a good thing, because what got us into trouble in 2008 were the so-called subprime mortgages, mortgages being given to people who didn't really have the means to pay those mortgages, especially after that introductory teaser interest rate ballooned. But what happened back in 2008 was the securitization chain was broken. Before that, if you were a bank or a mortgage company and you were loaning the money to the future homeowner, you would take care that they were going to be able to repay it because you were the one who was dealing with that. When they were doing those mortgage-backed securities and bundling them, the people issuing the mortgages no longer had to worry about repayment, because their job was to get the signature on the mortgage and then sell it off for the investment bundle. And that's why things got so wildly out of control. And they've been doing the same bundling with car loans and student loans, home security alarm contracts. It's just amazing how out of control it got. Well, maybe because of Trump coming on in, or maybe because Wall Street is finally realizing what they did wrong, mortgage lending standards are tightening. And that's actually a good thing. Home ownership rates in the U.S. are at an all-time low because we don't have any money to buy homes or cars or anything with. And loosening the requirements for a car or home loan isn't really a solution, because you may get that loan signed, but the money still isn't there. And one of the things Donald Trump is going to have to do, and they're going to fight him tooth and nail, he has to bring back that recycling mechanism where the wealth that is sucked to the top of the pyramid is somehow brought back down and pumped back into the bottom of the pyramid as decent wages and salaries so the system can keep on going. Fascism gets rid of that recycling mechanism, and eventually it's going to collapse, and that's been the problem. You can't run an economy on a bunch of billionaires. You run an economy on working and middle-class people able to earn a decent living. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, you are part of the independent media. Take what you learn here. Take what you learn at the website. Share it with everyone you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.